Welcome back to another episode of AI Breakdown. It's your go-to place to untangle the tangled web of the latest papers in the AI community. I'm Megan.
Always a pleasure, Megan. I'm Ray, and I must say I'm pretty excited about what we've got for this episode. We're diving into a paper on Archive. It's titled NOLA, Compressing LoRa Using Linear Combination of Random Bases. An exciting proposition to managing the grand scale of models like GPT-3.
Right, Ray. Fine-tuning and storing these large language models, often a pain point for a lot of practitioners. We've seen workarounds like LoRA, which stands for Low Rank Adaptation, that try to reduce the amount of parameters that need fine-tuning. But these approaches, though they have their merits, aren't without their limitations. Interestingly, the authors of this paper worked on these challenges as well.
That's correct, Megan. As you've explained, the problem with LoRA is that there's a limit to how much you can reduce the parameters. Depending on the model's architecture and the rank's choosing, you're pretty much confined to a fixed extent. And this is where NOLA comes in, which for our listeners stands for Novel Linear Combination. Quite cheeky to your point, Megan.
Indeed, it's an unconventional name, Ray. Evidently, what NOLA does is it takes these low-rank matrices in LoRA and reparameterizes them using random linear combinations. By shifting these variables, it essentially gives itself a lot more room to play with, moving past the constraints that LoRA normally has.
Plus, the authors didn't just throw this theory out there and left it hanging. They ran NOLA through numerous AI tasks. We're talking about natural language processing, image classification, you name it. And Megan, I think you were mentioning about how it stacks up against LoRA and other models.
Yeah, it certainly seems like NOLA holds its own, Ray. The paper indicates that NOLA performs comparably, sometimes even better than LoRA and all that, while using significantly less parameters. Now, this extends beyond just efficiency. It's also about the ability to conserve computational resources.
You have a point there, Megan. Not forgetting the training times and memory usage, often the elephant in the room when dealing with large models. Turns out NOLA is pretty comparable to LoRA in training times, and the authors reported some possible memory overhead reductions when generating these random basis matrices.
This all points towards NOLA's potential for real-world application, where both computational resources and time are fundamental concerns. Ray, it's clear looking at everything we've covered that NOLA could be a serious consideration for dealing with large language models. What do you think?
I have to agree with you, Megan. It's certainly one to watch out for. In essence, this episode saw us unpicking NOLA, a possible leap forward in managing, fine-tuning, and making more efficient use of these massive language models.
To wrap this up, Ray, I've really enjoyed this discussion, and thanks to everyone for listening to this episode of AI Breakdown. Don't forget to hit subscribe for more episodes unraveling the latest in AI research. Until next time.
Until then, everyone, stay curious and keep exploring.